Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's talk about politics a bit, shall we? Just you and I don't have guests. You're my guest. So let's have a conversation. Can INEC handle monitoring direct primaries for all parties? That's probably the hottest debate in the political space right now as the nation prepares for 2023. We're waiting to see whether President Buhari will sign the Electoral Act Amendment bill that the National Assembly passed, which among other things will require all parties to hold direct primaries. Which brings me to our big hard fact. It's exactly 1 year, 2 months and 26 days until the general elections on February 18th, 2023. 1 year and 3 months, basically. Primaries will hold a few months before that, so INEC has less than a year to be ready to supervise direct primaries in 18 political parties. 19, counting the youth party, which INEC has deregistered. But the court has ordered them to re-register them. So that's 19 parties that they will have to supervise direct primaries for. So today on Road to 2023, we're looking at the feasibility of INEC conducting or supervising direct primaries universally. But that's not all. Let's also talk about the other big political stories of the last couple of weeks. The APC moving its national convention from December to February. PDP getting evicted from its Lagos headquarters. A host of other things. We'll get into as many things as possible. But let's start with the debate over direct primaries. I wonder if that should be one of the topics that they'll debate, during the finals. I don't know. I'll think about it. But more and more stakeholders are stating their opinions about the National Assembly amending the Electoral Act to require direct primaries. We heard from Bukola Saraki, and he says that direct primaries are good, but Nigeria is not ready for them. Let me read what he said for you. Quote, direct primary is best for political parties if properly done. But I am sure Nigerians are not prepared for it because there is still a lot of work to be done. But now that the National Assembly has passed it, we should make the best out of the situation rather than allowing the controversy, which is one item, to throw away the other good parts of the bill. What is important, Bukola says, is for the president to sign it and enable Nigerians to benefit from the other parts, end quote. Meanwhile, APC governors met on Sunday to discuss direct primaries, according to The Punch, and the paper is reporting that it ended in quarrel. The paper is reporting that the main debaters were Governor Abdullahi Sule of Nasarawa in favor of direct primaries and Governor Yahaya Bello of Kogi opposing the motion. I'm still recovering from today's I Beg to Differ semi-final. Meanwhile, don't forget to tune in on Thursday at 3 for the third place match and again at 5 for the final. 1 million naira is at stake. But back to the APC governors. Three of them reportedly met with the president to discuss the direct primary issue. But so did Senate President Ahmed Lawan. Lawan went to Aso Rock yesterday and is reportedly lobbying for the president to sign the Electoral Act Amendment, which would make direct primaries the law of the land. At the same time, the president wants the National Assembly to pass his budget before the end of December. And so some analysts believe that Lawan could be pushing a quid pro quo where the NAS passes the budget for the president while the president signs the Electoral Act Amendment for NAS. That's what some analysts are saying. But let's get back to the debate itself. Why are some politicians supporting direct primary while others are opposing it? Those who are opposing the mandate say that it's in the spirit of democracy, that parties should be allowed to choose how they run their own primaries. They also say that direct primaries are expensive for the parties who run them and for INEC who supervises them. You heard Bukola Saraki who said that, oh, it's a good thing, but we're not ready for it. It's not feasible right now. So that's for those who oppose it. For those who support the mandate, they say that if parties are given the right to choose, they will usually choose indirect primaries. Because those ones are easier for the party leadership to control. It's easier for the party leaders to impose an anointed candidate by controlling delegates in an indirect primary. So those are the arguments. Those are the latest developments. Where do you stand on the issue of direct primary mandate? I feel like I should make this a debate. What do you think? You know what? Let's do it. Let's make it a debate. We've got 10,000 naira on the line for whoever debates the best from now until 5 about this particular subject. Let's do it. Join me. Let's do it. 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 Okay? All right. Direct primaries. Do you support it? Do you oppose it? If you give me the best points, either in support or, you know, opposing it, you get 10,000 naira on the show by the end of the show. Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, join the debate as well. You're seeing 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds debate these things right here on Nigeria Info, sometimes with just one day of prep. You're a grown-ass woman or man. You can do it in the spur of the moment and win 10 grand. Huh? 01465-7190 0700-993-993-993. Do you support or oppose direct primaries? You can't obviously debate via WhatsApp, but you can share your thoughts via WhatsApp. All right, let's go. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello? Okay. All right, fine. If you don't want to debate for the money, that's fine. You can just call and share your thoughts because I think everyone's liver is cutting because I said go and debate. 99.3, hello?
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Hello, my name is Gabriel.
Gabriel, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, let's go to the direct primary, okay. The one that the Senate President is requesting for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go for Anambra. That's the closest one.
Mm-hmm.
The APC go for direct primary. You get 240,000 votes.
Mm.
The general election,
mm-hmm.
43,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the APC member in that state? Let me go back to Lagos. When I follow up in Ikoyi here,
mm-hmm.
down to Lagos Island,
mm-hmm.
Where they will count 10, before you know it, they count 30. Lagos APC gets, the current governor gets 999,000 votes, when Ambode gets 46,000 votes
mm-hmm.
from Ekpe, only local government in Ekpe,
mm-hmm.
246,000 votes. That gives you a total of 1.2 million plus votes. General election, APC gets, the total vote was APC about 700 and something thousand for general election. Where is the APC member?
Hmm.
The current registered in Lagos, APC Lagos, they have 2.5 million registered votes. When the general election will never get 2.5 million votes, both PDP and APC in Lagos since 1999. Let me move down to Kano State. Kano never get more than 1.9 million votes. That was 2015. That's the highest vote APC has given to the party people in Kano State. In general, in registered APC in Kano, they tell you they have about 3 million registered APC votes. That tells you it's not possible. The indirect, where PDP is fighting for, some people are fighting for, delegates, it depends on your number of your local governments. Kano will come with about 400 delegates. A state like Lagos may come with 350. A place like Edo can come with 200. Delegate, you know the number of delegates. At the end of the vote in Eagle Square, you're able to know the number of people who come from different states, the vote, you're able to count and cross-check if that the people are more than the people who come from different states. You are able to monitor it deep down. Direct primary, you can never, ever, ever do that. They bring area boys to come and line up that day. They paid that 10,000 naira. I have, if I want to show, because of my the security where I'm calling from, I have the information where I know what happened. They give area, people say you cannot bribe, and that's not true. They give area boys from Lagos Island and Pacto Ikoyi to come and vote. They paid the 10,000 naira, it depends on your level of your life. So collect 20,000 naira, it depends on your level of your, how you come, how you be. If you come with vehicle, you are a big guy. some collected up to 30, 40, 50,000 naira. Just 2019 in Lagos State. To me, I would prefer indirect primary the way PDP are working towards. That would be the best for Nigeria now. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right, thanks for calling. So Gabriel up first. I don't know if Gabriel was entering into the debate, though, but thank him for calling. Let me take his name down in case he changes his mind and he wants to enter into the debate. Up next is Etim in Satellite Town. Etim, how are you?
I'm fine.
Do you want to debate or you just want to share your thoughts and go?
Yeah.
Which one? Yes, you want to debate, you just want to share your thoughts?
Primaries. Okay. Like in this country, we created the Ocean A4. You know, Babangida regime. You know how it works. Why are the governors afraid of direct primaries? And if you want to kill godfatherism, this part of the way to end godfatherism in Nigerian politics. If parties are convinced that direct primary is too expensive, why did they bring party registration down to the people at the grassroots? Before this convention that the first person called, you start convention, I mean, congresses from the world, which is at the grassroots. So democracy is the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's not the government for the few. So this direct primary is the way to go. Let every party member, whether you are paying dues, which you are supposed to be as a party member or not, be given the right to participate in primary, choosing those who will govern them or represent them at any level of government. Direct primaries is the best way for any genuine and active party member to follow up. If direct primaries and indirect primaries, where they have delegates, particularly delegates and whatever delegates, some of these delegates, they came back from this convention. They buy cars, they buy land, they buy this and that at the expense of the people at the grassroots. Can they, an 80-year-old woman or man, as a party member, go to Abuja to vote? Why do you allow the party, somebody that cannot participate in the primaries at the convention, either at the national level? Why do you give him the right to be a party member at the grassroots? The governors, everything they want to control, everything they want to control. But this very one, you don't want to get on the net too. It will not work. Everybody must be inclusive. It must be massive participation in this great primary. If not, the electronic voting, it will not go for. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Etim, for calling. I'm not sure if Etim was throwing his hat in the ring, in the debate ring there, but I'm writing his name down just in case. Remember, I'm judging you by the same criteria we were judging the teenagers who just debated and left. So number, quality and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, strength of your rebuttal of each point. So we have the first contestant, Gabriel, who says he's for indirect primaries. Etim says he's for direct primaries. But I'm not exactly sure if they are really in the ring, but I'm writing their name down just in case. Let's talk to Kamal. Kamal, is it Kamal or Kamal Deal?
Kamal Deal.
Okay, good to have you on the show. Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
Yes, of course. Oh. I won't support the direct primary for now.
Oh.
I think I agree that we are never ready for it.
Okay.
If you can foresee, we have about 19,000 plus registration area in throughout the nation.
Okay.
To for HINEC to cover all the place with their present staff is impossible.
Okay.
And the political party, are they ready for it? Are they even registered? This will exclude a lot of youth out of the contest because to present an agent from Lagos to Baga, from Port Harcourt down to Lila and Sokoto, a youth will not able to participate. And those who do not carry big money bag, will not able to participate. Secondly, the party that can only do it for now, probably will be only APC and PDP.
Mm.
We are not thinking of other parties.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, during the election, if we allow you to go like that, we put our security, especially police, into that they do not even have manpower to do their primary work of security. Because we don't know how the primary election do conduct here. And fourthly, that primary election do not cannot bring a certified resort because there's no manpower or media or other civil society to monitor all the political parties during that period. In America, where they do the same, they do it state by state. And they simply do not specify the type of method they will use on this direct primary. We just come toward, add it to the electoral bill in 3 minutes. You see clear in the agenda that you don't understand it. As I know, even the direct primary collect in Lagos, only that election is a fraud because the total election from both former Governor Ambode and Governor Sanwo-Olu is 1.2 million. And during that time, Governor Ambode, a party member, is not verified. Which I also agree that he does concord the figure because that was so during the general election when the present governor gets 700,000 and the PDP contender get 200,000. Which are about 900,000. The people made 1.2. The only part. This is, we are not ready. Financially, it's a waste. And we want to put the coming part, all those small parties will have said they are coming out of the contest and leave it for to get money back, especially those who are the post down. That's why I agree with the PDP and some notable governor of APC that is risky and we put our security in jeopardy. Good day.
All right. Good day. Thank you very much. Nonya, I don't know if she's still on the line. Nonya, are you still there?
Sandra is a question, my baby.
Good to have you on the show. Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
Yes, Sandra is a question because we are not hearing a good day coordinator.
Are you debating or not? Are you joining the debate or not?
See, Sandra is a question. We owe you 10,000 naira. These people are not getting it. They are not getting it. They're not getting it, Mama.
They're not getting it. Okay. I should hold it. Okay.
Please hold it. Can you deliver the take pardon? I'm not here. I'm not here to brainwash you, but to breastfeed you. Mama. honey.
No,
honey.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. My name is Lota.
Lota, welcome.
Yes, I'm here for the debate.
Okay, all right. Lota's name going on the list. Lota, go ahead. Your time starts now.
Okay, good day, Madam Moderator.
Okay.
My fellow callers, accurate people.
That's me.
I'm here to support the motion that says that direct primaries is the best and is the way to go with the following points of mine. Okay, number one, God for that reason will have to stop. The essence of someone being in a position to be the one to determine who to be chosen has to stop. Secondly, the delegates will have a sense of belonging in the party. Knowing that their votes will count at the end of the day, they will have a better sense of belonging in that party. And no matter what it takes, they will have every sense to be able to defend their party. But a situation whereby someone chooses who they want to send to the Senate or who will become the governor, I mean, those ones at the grassroots who feel left out, and it is not right. Another point of mine is that corruption will have to stop if direct primaries are taking place. Why? When they're doing indirect primaries, they use money to settle for votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when direct primary is being upheld, you don't have to settle somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the right candidate, knowing that you are a person of caliber, the right person will be chosen.
Mm.
Not this one that have big people will be chosen to lead educated people. That will stop. So if you're going for direct primaries, you know that you have to know the kind of person you are going to pick out. Again, anybody in the party will have a right
to come out or to show interest. This one is not all about go and meet Baba. You will have to acknowledge that you are the one for our party. If not, I'm sorry. Or your pocket has to be loaded for you to be able to settle them. If not, no way. So please, with this few points of mine, I still maintain that direct primary is the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good job, Lota. What's your surname, Lota? Oh, no. Lota would have loved to get your surname, but well done and thank you and good job. And she did all of that in less than 3 minutes. Good job. Let's talk to Adebola next. Adebola, good to have you on the show. Are you throwing your hat in the ring?
Yes, so I want to debate.
Okay, Adebola, your time starts now.
Okay, good day, moderator, accurate timekeeper, my fellow listeners, also my, you know, and my fellow debaters.
Okay.
I'm here to support the motion that says that direct primaries is the way to go with the following points. See, when a candidate emerges through direct primaries to contest an election against a candidate that was produced through indirect or delegate election, chances are that such a candidate will always win the general election. He'll win because it is the majority of the party faithful that chose the flag bearer. So voting for such a candidate during the election will be a smooth exercise because he's already liked and loved by the majority of the party people. Secondly, direct primary election is a giant step at handing over the political power to people. By the time direct primary elections are combined with electronic voting and each transition of election results, Nigeria will obviously be heading towards an egalitarian political society. Another reason why we should go for direct primaries is because interestingly, the general consensus among Nigeria is that direct primaries option is the best way. It remains the most transparent mode of nominating a candidate in an election, and it allows mass participation of party members. Let me give you another point. Direct primaries will promote internal party democracy. Research on this issue has shown that the majority of Nigerian electorates, as a result of accumulated experience in the previous years, since 1999, is only the few privileged ones that are always involved in almost all the areas of making choices, selecting and appointing people. These direct primary elections would ensure there's an internal party democracy. I hope I've been able to convince you guys that direct primaries is the way to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Adebola. What's your surname?
Adeduba.
Adeduba. Okay. All right. Adeduba. Thank you. Thank you. Keep listening. Well done. Good job. That was brilliant. Okay. We have a break coming up. And I hope we have some time after the break to maybe take one more debater and then talk to our guests from Total. If we don't have time to take one more debater, we will just leave it until the end of the show and then I'll announce a winner. So Gabriel Etim and Kamal Deal did not really state whether they were joining the debate or not. Anonya said we should discountenance them because they didn't do it right. So far we've got just Luta and Adebola. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Let's take this break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I wish we had a bit more time to keep going with our debate, the adult version. But at 5:45, we're going to have guests from Total join us on the show to talk about Customer Week. But before they come on, let's take a look at some other political stories that broke within the 2 weeks that we're looking at as we take a look at the road to 2023. Now, apart from direct primaries, the APC governors also discussed their party's national convention. And finally, a compromise has been reached. The convention has been moved from December 2021 to February 2022. President Buhari will be allowed to choose the specific day in February to fit his schedule. Now, why was the convention moved? We heard from Kebbi State Governor Atiku Bagudu. He said, quote, the Progressive Governors Forum discussed the issue of national convention of the party and they mandated else to come and discuss with the president as the party's leader to give the input of the governors so that and the party and the president will consider. Part of the inputs we got yesterday was that we still have four states which are in the process of completing their congresses, like Anambra, understandably because of the recent gubernatorial elections, Zamfara, and two others because logistics challenges, and then Christmas is around the corner and early January will be very busy with Ekiti. So the governors, based on all these, suggested the party and the president should graciously consider February, and the president is favorably disposed to the suggestion, end quote. Those were the words of Kebbi State Governor Atiku Bagudu. So the APC has delayed its convention for 2 months because of internal crisis, delayed state congresses, and Christmas. And of course, that's very good news for May Malabuni, the party's caretaker chairman. He's going to remain in office until the convention picks a new ESCO. So this means that he gets a couple extra months in charge. So it looks like finally most of the APC is on the same page about the convention. But there's still the lawsuit against the Buni ESCO. The lawsuit claims that the ESCO is illegal because Buni isn't eligible to be party chairman as a sitting governor. If the court upholds the lawsuit, it could mean that any convention organized by Buni will be considered null and void. And that's why I want to ask you, is the APC convention still in danger? Should the lawsuit be resolved first before the APC holds a convention? Now, we looked at the APC congresses. We looked ahead to the APC congresses on the last edition, right? They held over the weekend, and as we predicted, there was some drama. I told you about the Lagos for Lagos faction, but that's actually something that a lot of people are debating. So the Lagos for Lagos faction and the National ESCO recognizing their local government Congress delegates instead of the delegates from the state's party local government congresses. Same thing may happen at the state level, but we have Lagos for Lagos still holding their own. And then you also come to the PDP saying that it's coming in 2023 to rescue Nigerians. They're also in the news. We heard that from the chairman of the party's board of trustees, Senator Walid Jibrin. He said, quote, "The next government, which I hope is going to be the PDP government, will look at the issue of insecurity and find a lasting solution to it and bring back the country to a state of peaceful coexistence and free movement. With the present insecurity in the country, every common man and woman knows that Nigeria is in a big problem under the current government. Nigeria is in a state of disarray, but a good political party and a good government can all solve this problem of insecurity." And then he went on to say, "Let me tell you that traveling by road is now dangerous. Traveling by train is also dangerous. And those who have the money travel by air. But the common man cannot travel by air. Anywhere you go today, you are not safe," end quote. That's Jibrin, Senator Walid Jibrin there speaking. He's the PDP's party chairman, the board of trustees chairman. And I want to know what you think, Lagos. Do you agree with his assessment of the PDP? Speaking of, I told you a few days ago that they've been evicted from their Lagos State headquarters, the PDP that is, because they haven't paid rent. Now, some may be asking, how can you save Nigeria if you cannot save your rent? But tell me what you think. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I think we're going to have to move our debate to a new date, but it will still be this direct primaries topic. Now, I have on my list so far Lota, who supported direct primaries, Adebola, who supported direct primaries, Etim and Gabriel also put their hats in the ring, but they were not very structured, so I'm disqualifying them. Same for Kamal Deal. But let's come back to the phone lines. You can talk to me about the APC's convention. You can talk to me about the PDP's comment about rescuing Nigeria and this story about them not paying rent. You can talk to me about what you think is best, direct primaries versus indirect primaries. 99.3, hello. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Olusoyin Atosin.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ajero, me fellow in local government in Namukoko.
I'm glad to have you on the show. You've got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm glad to be part of this show.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. Firstly, I would like to define election as the process of choosing of a person or a group of persons to choose the political office holder.
Are you joining the debate?
Yes, I'm joining the debate.
Oh, okay. So what's your name and your surname?
Yeah, my name is Olusoya Tosin David.
Olusoya Tosin David. Okay, all right. Well, you've got just a minute. Do you think you can do it justice, or would you like to call me back on a future day and join the debate?
What do you say?
You have just 1 minute. Can you do it justice in 1 minute?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, firstly, election is the process of choosing a person or a group of persons for a political position.
Okay.
Now, we talk about direct primary because I'm supporting direct primary. Direct primary is the process for electorates to vote directly to the candidate of their choice. Now, what are the benefits of direct primary? It offers every eligible voter a chance or opportunity to vote for the candidate they want. Secondly, it offers electorates opportunity to choose their political leaders directly through voting. Thirdly, it does not lead to bribery, because in direct primary, candidates or delegates can be intimidated and they can be bribed or influenced. And lastly, it offers citizens to have interest to participate in politics, because when you have the choice that you are a partaker in picking your own choice of leaders or somebody that will represent you, it gives you the motivation to support or participate in politics. And as a youth, I've been an advocate that youth should participate in politics. And for you to participate in politics, you must have that sense of belonging. So I think with this freeway, I'm able to convince you that direct primary is the best way.
All right. Thank you very much, Tosin. Thank you very much. Keep listening. I'll let you know if you won. But I don't know if we can have a winner since all three of you have chosen to debate from one side. See, this is why we make our teenagers who debate on this show pick ballots so that they can pick a side. But like I've been mentioning since we started, our friends from Total are here. So we have Abdullahi Omar, who is General Manager, Retail and Cards at Total Energies. Good evening. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I think we have devices around here. Kemi, can you help move all the devices away so that we don't have interference with the mics? We also have in the studio with us Weru Chenwagbara. She's a General Manager, Commercial Total Energies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Africa Customer Week, yes? Ah, sounds very interesting. Africa Customer Week. What is that? Tell us what that is about. I'll start with you, Weruche, and then we'll come to Abdullahi.
Okay, African Customer Week is a week we set aside in Total to appreciate our customers because they are the reason why we are in business. Actually, this week we take it to appreciate all our customers that patronize us, both in our service stations and at our customers' location, like we also service corporate customers. Mm. So that's what it's all about. It's a time we pause, listen to our customers, appreciate them for being with us because they are the only reason why we are in business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know, there are customers who are just hearing about you for the first time. So Abdullahi, tell us about Total Energies and tell us about your operations in Nigeria.
Okay, thank you so much, and good evening, our listeners. What I want to start with is, of course, to see that Total Energies has been in Nigeria since 1956. Mm-hmm. We started with one station at Herbert Macaulay, Yaba, in Lagos, mm. and today we have over 550 stations all over the country.
Impressive.
We have two arms in Nigeria, which is the upstream. We call it the Total Exploration and Production, mm-hmm. that are responsible for exploration of crude and of course the downstream or the marketing and services, mm-hmm. which most of you are familiar with when you see a petrol station where we sell the PMS, which is the usual petrol, the AGO, which is the diesel we use for our generators and mm-hmm. machines, the lubricants, which is the usual engine oil, and we've even expanded to non-fuel products and services like the mobile payment system, the touch points, and of course our convenience stores that we call the bonjour shops, where you can go and do your day-to-day shopping. Hmm. And of course, we diversify to pastries and food at our Cafe Bonjour. Today, you can walk into a Total station and buy some your snacks. Hmm. So we are beyond fueling. We are an energy major. And that's why, of course, you see the name today. We are responsible for producing and providing energy solutions to our customers. So we just recently rebranded to Total Energies because of our commitment to providing clean and safe energy.
Tell me more about that, Weruche, this change of name. What are the reasons for the name change? Does it reflect a change in strategy as well?
Actually, it reflects that and more. It's part of our vision, the Total Energies name change. Mm. You know, we're Total Nigeria PLC, now we're Total Energies.
Right.
It's a part of our vision to move from being known just as an oil and gas company to an integrated provider of clean and safe energy such as solar, biomass, electricity, hydrogen, and all of that. Mm-hmm. In Nigeria, we are moving strong in solar energy, and we provide solutions for homes, even industries, and even for the small-scale market woman on the street who wants to use solar to power her house or her business. Mm. Then we are also moving we are also moving and also committed to being a responsible energy company and are fully engaged with the net zero emission by reducing our carbon footprint in all aspects of our business. For us as a company, it is not it's not business as usual. We're a responsible company, and we take it very personal when it comes to endangering the environment and the inhabitants. Mm. So we stepped forward as a responsible company to take companies on this journey to net zero emission mm-hmm. by being more responsible in the products we sell.
Mm. I see. If you just tuned in, Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts. We've got the General Manager, Retail and Card, Total Energies in the studio with us, Abdullahi Omar. And we also have General Manager, Commercial, Total Energies with us here, Weruche Nwagbara. You just heard her voice. And it's Africa Customer Week at Total. And they're here to tell us why they're having a Customer Week, why they're doing it, what it entails, what is it, when is it. And I will come to Weruche for that particular one, because you know this sounds like it's right up your alley. Yes,
thank you very much, and to our listeners, thank you for listening. You're part of our customers, so we appreciate you. Mm. This week is all about you. Every year for a week, Total Energies will set apart 5 days or 7 days to appreciate our customers. Mm-hmm. That we've chosen to celebrate our customers because they are the reason why we're in business, like I earlier said.
Right.
This year's Customer Week already started November 22nd to 26th.
Right.
For us at Total Energies, we are moving forward towards new energies. We want our customers to be aware of this and together move towards the new energies. I told you, as a responsible company, we take the lead and we take our customers with us.
Right.
So, like I said, we're about taking them on this transition journey. It needs to be a collective goal. Our ambition is to be the number one world-class player in Total in the energy transition regime. You know that great services actually start with small details. Our customers chose Total Energies because we don't just provide fuel. We commit to offering them quality service. We also owe it to our customers to satisfy them every day with our welcome, our services and products. We have to rely on everybody's talents to offer the best possible experience. People are our greatest assets. That's why our customers should share feedback about their experience in our stations on totalenergies.com.ng.acw We also have surprise packages in select stations for our customers.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering how COVID-19 affected your customers. Umar, I'll come to you with that question. COVID-19 precautions have affected all in-person customer-facing businesses and how they operate, right? How have you adapted to COVID-19?
Well, maybe on a lighter note, just like you did, because with all these beautiful smiles, it shows that all of us have come out of the COVID era.
Well, I'm vaccinated,
we're quite,
so.
Resilient, exactly. But as Total Energies, the customer service week has served as an opportunity for us to actually force to actively listen and get high quality feedback from our customers. The year 2021 has been a challenging, from 2020 to 2021 has been quite a challenging period, especially with the COVID and other economic issues that are affecting the country. And of course, our customers, which quite many are listening to us and they have been with us all through. Therefore, we believe that our customers are much more than being customers. You are, in fact, our partners, because for anybody who patronizes the business, you here has become a part of the Total family.
Right.
So we've always been committed to safety, as this is our core value, and we want Nigerians to continue to be safe during the pandemic. So we equipped our station with quite a lot of equipment, which include, of course, we equip our stations with the hand sanitizers, the washing areas for our customers to make sure that they continue to abide by the COVID protocols. And also our station attendant and staff were properly trained on the proper safety principle on social distances, washing hands, wearing face masks, and cleaning the forecourt to avoid the spread of the COVID-19 virus to our customers and to the staff. At a micro level, Total Energies and 30 other upstream operators in the Nigerian oil and gas industry, led by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, donated 21 billion naira to the federal government COVID-19 funds account.
Impressive.
Total Energies' contribution out of that fund was 1.2 billion naira.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Total Energies actively work with the federal government of Nigeria during the COVID-19 pandemic by the provision of medical consumables, the deployment of logistics and patient support services, and building of medical infrastructures. In collaboration with the Lagos Ministry of Health and our partners, we decided to build and donate a medical oxygen plant at the Bagada General Hospital to combat the pandemic. We carried out other interventions, including donation of hospital beds, surgical ventilators, dialysis machines, and face masks to state governments like Lagos and Rivers. So we're quite proud to see that we actually did a lot during the pandemic and up to today to ensure that we continue to keep both our customers and Nigerians safe.
Brilliant stuff. Waruche, Abdullahi mentioned when we started talking about some other things you offer aside from the petrol stations where we go to buy petrol, right? But I want to talk about those a bit more, right? So apart from the petrol stations, what does Total Energies offer?
We offer Lube services, where you can drive in. Actually, we made our stations a one-stop station where you can fuel your car. While you're doing that, you can as well patronize our Lube, where you can have an oil change or have people, the professionals, look at your car and know what is wrong and also advise you and treat it. We also have the car wash. Assuming your car is dirty, you can actually spend time in our station while you're patronizing our Bonjour shop, which has a whole lot of things you can think of at an affordable price.
Does he have a salon where I can do my hair?
It actually has the products you can use to make
to make my hair. Okay.
And then
maybe gradually we'll get there.
Maybe in a safe way. So while they're washing your car, you can go to our Bonjour shop. You can as well patronize our quick service restaurant.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Where you have hot meal made on the spot.
I like that. Okay.
Are you a foodie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty good. So let's wrap up by talking about where people can get more information. But before we get to that, tell me, Abdullahi, what your vision of making your stations a one-stop shop was about.
Okay, quite a beautiful question as well. So the key thing to mention here is that our vision of making our station a one-stop shop is, of course, to enable our customers have a seamless experience, just like what Richard said, where all their needs and transactions can be performed in one place, on one spot at our station. Just like she said, you can do quite a lot by driving into a Total station, from purchasing fuel, grocery shopping, to sending money or paying for your utilities and cable bills using our touchpoint services and many other more to come.
Now, where can people go for more information, Waruche?
People can go for information from our website, corporate.totalenergies.ng, and from our social media page on Instagram. We can also be contacted via phone,